abakatonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mulinya lya mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of our Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Mukama mulungi.
Is God good?
Tukimanya ekiseera kyonna mukama mulungi.
We know all the time God is good.
Era nga bwe bulamu bwaffe.
And that is our life.
Okusinziira ku Yokaana esula ey'14.
According to John chapter 14.
Olunyolo omukaaga.
The verse 6.
Ye yekuba obulamu n'amazima.
He is the way, the truth and the life.
Kale nga mukama aba mulungi ekiseera kyonna.
Now as God is good all the time.
Era obulamu ba bulungi ekiseera kyonna.
And life is good all the time.
Tusabira bonna abalina obunafu mu mubiri.
We pray for all who have body weakness.
Omwoyo omutukuvu n'ejjira bamalayika basinkana okubajjanjaba.
Holy Spirit and armies of angels meet them to treat them.
Twebaza Katonda kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna.
We thank God Almighty.
Atatukunganyiza omulundi nate omulala.
And who has gathered us another time.
Alyoke atwongere omusana gw'ekigambo ki.
That he can add us light of his word.
Gwogerwako mu Zaburi 119.
Spoken of Psalms 119. Verse 105.
Yene maso kutubikulira byonna.
That he moves on to reveal us all.
Kubanga buli ekirabisibwa.
For everything manifests.
Omusana
light reveals and manifests it. According to Ephesians 5, verses 40, 13, up to 14. And that's why we ask you, O sleeper, in spirit, even in place, that you arise, the light of the word of God shine your way. As we are going to move on this time, to reveal to you God's highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works.
Ministry ethics.
What we call ministry ethics.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Amanya nedobozi.
And by name and voice.
Omutume Ronald Hope Witness.
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness.
Omune musumba.
Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No musumba for Bible.
And our Bible reader teacher Jacob.
Tubagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mulinya lya mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Tusinzira mbuweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Obwa Full Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Of the Full Knowledge of God International Ministries.
Era nga tukwaniriza.
And we welcome you.
Eri omulembe omupya.
Unto the new generation.
Ogulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
Okuwa obulamu okutuuka ku bulamu obutaggwaawo.
Giving you life to eternal life.
Mu kaseera ak'okukulembera.
The time of leading the worldwide call.
Atonda mwatwise okukola naye omulimu ogusembayo.
Where God has called us to work with him in his final work.
Era ku mulundi guno.
And on this time.
Atugenda okutuusaako amakubo ga Katonda amasukkulumu.
And we are going to reach unto you God's highest ways.
Gaisamu emirimu egy'ekitalo.
Of manifesting his marvelous works.
Yetuita ministry ethics.
What we call ministry ethics.
Atusuke tugulumize Katonda.
Let us first glorify God.
Atongere okumuwa okumusamu ekitiibwa.
And we move on to honor him.
Okuyita mu kigambo kye mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Through his word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
N'okubeerawo kwe okuyita mwoyo omutukuvu.
And his presence through the Holy Spirit.
Wamu ne nkumi z'abamalayika.
Together with the thousands of the angels.
N'obutonde bwe tuweereza nabo.
And the creations we have within the heavens and the earth.
Kitaffe omuyinza ebintu byonna.
Father Almighty.
Tukugulumiza gwe yatonda eggulu n'ensi.
We glorify you created heaven and earth.
Yakuba plan y'okutonda eggulu n'ensi.
He drafted plan to make heavens and earth.
Okusinziira waggulu w'eggulu.
As you base above the heavens.
Okusinziira mu Yobu esuli ya 28.
According to Job chapter 28.
Olunywa 23.
Verse 23.
Paka 24.
Up to 24.
Kwongera okugulumiza.
We move to glorify you.
Kubanga olaba muguli yonna.
For you see through all heavens and earth. And you pass through all heavens and earth. And you pass through all. And we
want to
glorify your word. As we face in the Job chapter 14. As we face in the John chapter 16. Verses 12. Reaching verse 15.
When
you say that our Lord Jesus Christ. That when the Spirit will come. He will glorify him. For he will get from here. And what is of the Father. And he reveals us.
We too are here
move glorify our Lord Jesus. He who based in the third heaven. To reign through heaven and earth. As
it's
written in the second Corinthians. Chapter 12. Verses 1 to 5. And in Matthew chapter 28. Verses 18.
When
he said I've given a power in heaven and earth. And verse 19 he said. make all nations disciples. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. In verse 20 he says, teach them all I commanded. Come together with you to the end. Have our Lord Jesus. We move on to honor you. Give you the first place in our midst. To lead us to the end. You pass through the Holy Spirit.
He
promised John 14. Verse 15 up to 17. You promise us comforter, the Spirit of truth,
whom
the world cannot believe, for they don't see him and they don't know him. We know him and we see him, for he dwells with us and he's within us. We will come him another time, as he came in Acts 2 verses 3 verses 1 and 4. He came in tongues of fire, Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, of counsel, of mighty, Spirit of knowledge, of the fear of God, Spirit of the Lord,
who
will come in our midst,
at
the light of the word of God, fulfill what is the proverb of God, the verse 3, when the Lord says, if you accept my reproof, I pour my spirit, and draw you to understand my words,
and
to understand this time, your highest ways, manifesting your marvelous works, which is known as ministry of ethics. Lord, we glorify armies of angels with saints for serving with us in this marvelous work. Lord Jesus, we pray with thanks.
Amen.
Amen. You can sit down. Prepare your book where you're going to write. Your pen. Your Bible. Most of all, prepare your inner man, your heart, even your mind. The books of the Holy Spirit, where he writes, as 2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1 to 6, that the Spirit writes within us the scriptures of truth, those we study to reveal as light of the word of God. On this time, we move on, reveal God's highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works. Praise Jesus much. And we reveal God's highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works. In the language of the world, call it ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we want to start with the introduction.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What you have to know, that this God's highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works, or what we call ministry ethics, we study them under. We study them under the destiny of Prophet Ruth and Prophet Naomi, who prepared the path of our Lord Jesus Christ on the earth.
And
just as we prepare the whole world for the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, through doing God's final work on this planet Earth, call it revival and restoration of all things, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I have told you in the introduction that this God's highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works, let's call them ministry ethics. We studied them under the destiny of Prophet Ruth and Naomi, those who prepared the birth of Christ on this world. And just as we prepared the whole world for the second coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ,
and
we passed doing God's final work on this planet Earth, it's the revival and restoration of all things, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is determination. The one, the determined Prophet Ruth, and Prophet Naomi that they moved by in the highest ways of God to manifest the marvelous work of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ on earth. According to the book of Ruth, chapter
1,
from verses 11 up to 12, it says like this.
Ruth, chapter 1, and the verse
11.
Naomi n'agamba nti, mukyuke nate, bana bange. Kiki ekibagaza okugenda nange. Nkyalina abaana mu lubuto lwange babeere babbammwe. Olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri. Nti, mukyuke nate, bana bange, mweddireyo. Kubanga nkaddiye, mpitiridde okuba n'omusajja. Bwe nnaayogera nti nsuubira, newankubadde nga mbeera n'omusajja ekiro kino, era ne nzaala abaana ab'obulenzi.
Ruth chapter 1 verses 11. And Naomi said, "Turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands?" Verses 12. "Turn again, my daughters. Go your way, for I am too old to have a husband. If I should say, I have hope, if I should have a husband, also tonight, and should also bear sons."
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to the destiny of Prophet Ruth and Naomi, those they began upon to prepare the whole world in Israel, those the best in Israel to prepare the whole world for the birth of Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you read Ruth chapter 1, verse 12, 11 to 12,
Naomi,
Prophet Naomi
yalina bawarabi,
had her daughters-in-law
okuli Ruth,
where there is Ruth. But she reached, told them to go back in their native nation, that her too can go back to Israel. But because they had a destiny upon them, they had to stand in the highest ways of God to manifest his marvelous works. The work of bringing Christ on earth to die for us.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And even though she told them to go back, because Prophet Naomi, her husband had died in the exile where they had gone, even her two sons who had married these two daughters of
in-law,
where there is Prophet Ruth, both those sons had died. And Naomi wanted to go back to Israel. And her daughters-in-law, both of them, insisted go with her. But in convincing, persuading them, one of them went back. But Prophet Ruth, she insisted on the ways of God, the highest ways, to moving with God.
And
the intention which was behind them, they never knew that Prophet Naomi and Prophet Ruth, they were one who held the beginning of preparation of birth of Christ on earth, that he moves on to die, save us as it is today, and for insisting on the ways of God. Prophet Ruth said like this, as she answered Prophet Naomi, on the issue of remaining in the land of the Moabites, when she refused it, and she begged to enter the nation Israel, as she followed the ways of God, to be able to fulfill the great call which was on them, of preparing Israel together with the whole world
kwa mukama wafu Yesu Kristo.
For the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Katusome tuulire mu Luka sura esooka.
Let's read we here in Ruth chapter 1.
Olunyo lwe 10 n'omukaaga.
Verses 16.
Okutuukira ddala 18.
To reaching 18.
Lucy esura esooka n'olunyiriri olwe 18.
Ruth chapter 1 verses 16.
Awo Lucy n'ayogera nti tonneegayirira kukuleka n'okuddayo obutakugoberera. Kubanga gy'onoogendanga gye nnaagendanga nze, era gy'onaasulanga gye nnaasulanga nze, abantu bo be banaabanga abantu bange, era Katonda wo Katonda wange.
And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you, for where you go I will go, where you lodge I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God.
Olinyole 17.
Verse 17.
Joli fira nze jendi fira era je bali nzika mukama nkole bwatyo era nokusingawo obange ekigambo kyonna kiritwawukanya gwe nange wabula okufa.
Where you die will I die, and there will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me.
Olinyole 18.
Verses 18.
Awo bwe yalaba nga amaliridde okugenda naye n'aleka okwogera naye.
When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she ceased speaking unto her.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Olaba ati Nabbi Rusi.
You see that Prophet Ruth.
Yalemera ku Nabbi Naomi.
She steadfastly stuck on Prophet Naomi.
Nafuwa okulemera makubo ga Mukama amasukulu.
She prayed to remain in the highest ways of God.
Okusobola okutuukiriza ekigendererwa.
To be able to
ekyabatonza ku nsi.
To fulfill the purpose why they were created on earth.
Nabbi Naomi.
Prophet Naomi.
Ne Nabbi Rusi.
And Prophet Ruth.
Baali batondebwa.
They had been created.
Okutandikirwako omulimu gw'okuteekateeka Isirayiri ng'eggwanga.
To be started upon work of preparing Israel as a nation.
Awamu nesiyona.
Even the whole world.
Olw'okuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
For the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yalina okulemera mu makubo ga Mukama.
Now she had to remain in the ways of God.
Njagala basomeko mpola olunyole 16 luno
wuli. I want us to read slowly in this verse 16 you hear.
Lucy esula esooka n'olunyiriri olwe 16.
Ruth chapter 1 verses 16.
Awo Lucy n'ayogera nti tonneegayirira kukuleka n'okuddayo obutakugoberera, kubanga gy'onoogendanga gye nnaagendanga nze.
Yes.
Era gy'onoosulanga gye nnaasulanga nze. Abantu bo be banaabanga abantu bange. Era Katonda wo Katonda wange.
And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave you or to return from following after you, for where you go I will go, where you lodge I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God my God. Yes, four things. They are within that verse. Ruth chapter 1 verse 16. I'm going to go to the ways you'll head on to. Where you go, I will go. Yes. Where you will lodge, I will lodge there.
Abantu bo,
your people, they will be my people.
Katonda wo,
your God,
will
lead you in that way you go.
Nangi,
me too, he is my God.
Wali wo,
there was looking to the ways of God. That prophet Naomi was moving by. That prophet Ruth may follow them. That she reached the destiny of causing birth of Christ on earth. But what they must looked onto
at the
highest ways of God. When you look to Luke chapter 1 verse 16, where you will go, I will go. I have to head on to your ways. In going in them where you will lodge, I will lodge there. The people will be your people. They will be my people.
Katonda wakuwa amakubo nakuwa osula nakuwa abantu yanaba Katonda wange.
Your God who gives you the ways where you lodge and gives you people will be my God. You see that?
Destiny to
ever fulfill great destinies God has called us for. Now, for example, us in the worldwide call. God is worldwide promised call. Called you in his final work on this planet Earth. That work is the revival and restoration of all things. We must know the ways of God. And we know where he tells us that this is where you should lodge at this moment. These are the kinds of people I want you to be with. I am your God. In the verse 17, she moves on to say these words. Ruth chapter 1 verse 17.
Joli fira nze jendi fira era jebali nzika mukama nkole bwatyo era nokusingawo obange ekigambo kyonna kiri twaukanya gwe nange wabula okufa.
Where you die will I die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death but you and me.
Hey, yes, you have
praise Jesus. That way, the point will die. It's the way of the Lord, we go that way. For let God do to me everything severely. If I dare refuse to do that. But where you will die, there I will die. There are elements of faith of high level. There are faith of high level dissemination. There was an element of looking to the destiny. That they held a great call behind them. Even though it was not openly revealed, but the Spirit was behind them, showing them. You insist on the ways of God. Where he tells you to lodge, you lodge there. Tells the people, those are your people. For I am your God. Who show you the way you have to head on to. Who gives you where you're going to lodge. And who gives you my people. That they will be your people.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus much. Let's read verse 18.
Lucy esule soka nolunyiriri olukumino munana.
Ruth chapter 1 verses 18.
Awo bweyalaba nga maliridde okugenda naye naleko okwogera naye.
When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she ceased speaking unto her.
Kwegamba nabbi Lucy.
Now prophet Ruth,
yamaliri okwata amakubo ga mukama.
She got determined to go unto the ways of God. She got determined to go with her in the ways of God. Why I told you she had her level of believing and faith. Even determination. And to look to the purpose. Their purpose was to see that
you
are to begin upon them the birth of our Lord on earth. That he will save us. Now on this time, because the worldwide call based in the Uganda in the year 2022, where God has called us work with him in his final work on this planet earth, and that work is the revival and the restoration of all things. We too have to be. And we know the ways of God. Where he goes is where we go. That's why we decided to study God's highest ways, which can manifest his marvelous works.
mukuyitibwa kw'ensi yonna.
And we pass through the worldwide call.
Omulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi.
God is final back on this planet Earth.
Revival.
Revival.
N'okuddizibwa obujja okw'ebintu byonna.
And restoration of all things.
Okutegeka ensi yonna olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Prepare for the whole world for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ngira Nabbi Ruth ne Naomi.
Just as Prophet Ruth and Naomi.
Bategeka omulimu ogwo.
They prepared for that work.
Era ogenda okulaba nga Matayo esula esooka.
And you're going to see and in the Matthew chapter 1.
Olunyolisooka paka olw'okutaano.
Verses 1 to 5.
Nga olunyiririrwa Naomi.
And the lineage of Naomi.
Lucy.
The lineage of Ruth.
Alabisibwa mu kuzaliwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Ruth appears in the genealogy of the lineage which birthed Christ.
Ate nga we wali okusalawo okw'enjawulo.
And yet that was where there was a special decision.
Kubanga Nabbi Ruth.
For Prophet Ruth.
Teyali mu Israeli.
Was not in Israel.
Yali mu Moab.
Was a Moabite.
Yasala musazi.
She just crossed.
Na ingira mu Israel no malirivu.
That it is right with determination.
Okugobera makubo ga Mukama.
Following the ways of God.
Okubera Mukama wa Mugambi.
To be where God has told her.
Abantu ba Katonda nga bebabe.
God's people are here happy.
Kubanga Katonda yali Katonda wa Nabbi Naomi.
For God was a God of Prophet Naomi.
Yali no kubanga abitunulide nnyo tu okubera muri nejeno.
Had to look keenly at them to be in that lineage.
Ekikulu kutunulira makubo ga Mukama amasukkulumu.
The main thing is to look to God's highest ways.
Agara bisemiri mu gyeje kitalu.
Which manifests marvelous works.
Ulimi olw'omunsi bazita ministry ethics.
It's a language of the world. It's called ministry ethics.
Gabera makubo ga Katonda amasukkulumu.
They are God's highest ways.
Agara bisemiri mu gyeje kitalu.
Which manifests marvelous works.
Atusomeko Matayo tuulire.
Let's put in the Matthew we hear.
Matayo esula esoka n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Matthew chapter 1 from verse 1.
Ekitabo ekyokuzaalibwa kwa Yesu Kristo, omwana wa Daudi, omwana wa Ibrahimu.
The book of genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
Olunyiriri olwokubiri.
Verses 2.
Ibrahimu yazaala Isaaka. Isaaka n'azaala Yakobo. Yakobo nazala Yuda ne baganda be.
Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Jacob begot Judah and his brothers.
Runyolokusatu.
Verses 3.
Yuda nazala Perezi ne Zera mu Tamari. Perezi nazala Kezuloni. Kezuloni nazala Lam.
And Judah begot Perez and Zera of Tama. And Perez begot Hezron. And Hezron begot Ram. Verses 4.
Lamu nazala Aminadabu. Aminadabu nazala Nasoni. Nasoni nazala Salumoni.
And Ram begot Aminadab. And Aminadab begot Nashon. And Nashon begot Salmon. Verse 5.
Salumoni nazala Boazi Mulakabu. Boazi nazala Obedi Murusi. Obedi nazala Yese.
And Salmon begot Boaz of Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse.
Yes, you was with.
Praise Jesus.
Ekikuru munyiriri zino ettaano.
The main thing in his 5 verses.
Ngatulaga ekitabo ky'okuzaalibwa kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
As we show the book of the birth of our Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Daudi.
The son of David.
Omwana wa Ibrahimu.
The son of Abraham.
Ne bagamba Ibrahimu yazala Isaac.
They say Abraham begot Isaac.
Isaac nazala Yakobo.
Isaac begot Jacob.
Yakobo nazala Yuda.
And Jacob begot Judah and his brothers.
Yuda nazala Perez and Zerah.
Judah begot Perez and Zerah.
Perez nazala Hezron.
Perez begot Hezron.
Hezron nazala Ram.
And Hezron begot Ram.
Ram nazala Abinadab.
And Ram begot Aminadab.
Abinadab nazala Nashon.
And Aminadab begot Nashon.
Nashon nazala Salomon.
And Nashon begot Salmon.
Kati enjawulo eri mu nyiriri akutaano.
Now the difference is in the 5th verse.
Mulimu omuntu ayingiramu nga tali mu lunyiriri lw'Abaisiraeli.
There is a personality who gets involved and is not in the lineage of the Israelites.
Lunyiriri lw'okutaano bagamba.
In the verse 5 they say.
And Solomon nazala Boaz.
And Salmon begot Boaz.
Boaz nazala Obed
Ruth. And Boaz begot Obed of Ruth.
Yayingiramu nga si mu Isiraeli mu lunyiriri olwo.
Got into that lineage when she's not an Israelite.
Yaluyingiramu atya?
How did she enter?
Yamaliro kwata makubo ga Mukama nga agoberera Nabbi Ruth.
She got determined. Follow the ways of God as she followed Prophet Naomi.
Nga mu Moabu yali mu Moabu.
She was a Moabite, Ruth.
Nasala nayingira mu Isiraeli nayingira ne mu lunyiriri. Olulabisa Yesu Kristo.
Entered Israel and she entered the lineage which manifested Christ on earth. There's something you've understood. There are things you cannot reach or to accept your pathway ways of God. It was very hard for you, a Gentile, to enter the lineage of the Israelites. But when they tell you in the verse 5,
Solomon
and Solomon begot Boaz.
Boaz nazar obeyed Ruth.
But what begot Obed in Ruth.
Obed nazar Jesse.
And Obed begot Jesse.
Jesse nazar David.
Jesse begot David.
Baka ku Christ Jesus.
Up to the birth of Christ.
Na ye chayamba na bin Ruth.
But what helped Prophet Ruth? Who was a Moabite? Enter in preparation of the birth of Christ on earth. That he can save us. There are preparations we read in Ruth chapter 1 verse 16 up to 18. When she told Prophet Naomi, where you go, I will head to that way. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people God has given you, for you will be, they are my people and they will be my God. Where you will unclothe the body or die, me too I will unclothe it from there. And if not that God do severely unto me. When she insisted to go with Naomi in the ways of God, even Naomi surrendered. Now that's why I have told you that God is highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works, what we call ministry ethics. We are going to use them in God's heavenly government on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. God's highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works, what we call ministry ethics. We are going to use them in God's heavenly government on earth, together with his central government. God's government is the government of the world. Do his final work on this planet earth. Because that work needeth marvelous works.
Now
we need God's highest ways for manifesting his marvelous works in his final work. Now you're not going to separate these ways. God is highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works from God's heavenly government on the earth, together with its central government. God is government in the governments of the world. For within the government is where we have to fulfill the worldwide call. And we remember that what we study it on the other topic. According to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6-7, and it says like this. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6.
Kubanga omwana atuzaliddwa ffe, omwana ow'obulenzi awereddwa ffe, ne government enaabanga ku kibegabega kye, n'erinnya lye liriyitibwa nti wa kitalo, ateesa ebigambo, Katonda ow'amaanyi.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7.
Okweyongera kwa government ye n'emirembe tebirikoma, biyeyongeranga. Era ku ntebe ya Dawudi ne ku bwakabaka bwe kulibako oda okubunyweza n'okubuwanirira n'omusango n'obutuukirivu okuva leero n'emirembe n'emirembe. Obunyiikivu bwa Mukama ow'eggye bulituukiriza ekyo.
Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6-7, that the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ at the beginning of Edi, after death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, God's heavenly government on earth, it was to immediately start to work. As we study of it in the other heading of God's heavenly government on earth, in its central government,
and
the heavenly government on earth, it's there to prove things done in heaven that are done on earth. According to those in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9-10, let us read, we hear. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9.
Kale, musabenga bwe muti, tukitafa ali muguru, erinnya lyo litukuzibwe.
After this manner, therefore, pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Verse 10.
Obwakabaka bubuje, byoyagala bikolebwe mu nsi, ngawe bikolebwa mu ggulu.
Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Yes, you have said.
Praise Jesus.
Government ya Katonda yo mu ggulu ku nsi.
God is heavenly government on earth.
Because
promised in Isaiah chapter
9,
verse 6-7. It had to begin after birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. What we call Edi. After death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's responsible to see things done in heaven. They are done on earth. According to those in the Matthew chapter 6, verses 9-10. And most concerned that the government will study it in the other heading, known as God's heavenly government and its central government on earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The central government, known as God's government and governments of the earth, it is responsible to correct the governments of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I said the central government, known as God's government and the governments of the earth, that's spoken of Daniel chapter 4, 24-27. And he said like this.
Daniel chapter 4,
from verse 24.
Amakulu gegano, ayi kabaka, eraliye teka liyoyo aliwa guru nyo, erijide mukama wange kabaka.
This is the interpretation, O king, and this is the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king.
Urinyolabili mwetano.
Verse 25.
Ngoligo bebwa okuva mu bantu, ero libera wamu nesolo ezo musiko, ero liri isiwa omudo ngente, ero lito wamu sulo ogomu guru. Erebisero musanvu biri kuyitako okutusa lwo litegeera ngo yali waggulu ennyo yafugira mu bwakabaka bw'abantu era buwa buli gwayagala.
That they shall drive you from men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field, and they shall make you eat grass like oxen, and they shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and 7 times shall pass over you, till you will know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men,
yes,
and gives it to whomever he wills.
Yes,
praise
yes.
Jesus much.
Government,
the central government of God's heavenly government on earth, known as God's government and governments of this earth. It's there to prove the world that God rules within the kingdoms of children of men. And he rules within their governments. According to those in Romans chapter 13, verses 1-3, and he says like this. Romans chapter 13 and the verse 1.
Buli muntu awulirenga abakulu abafuga, Kubanga tewali bukulu butaveri katonda. N'abakulu abaliwo balagirwa katonda.
Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Verse 2.
Awakanya obukulu kyava wakanya okulagira kwa katonda. Era abawakana baliyezaako omusango boboka.
Whosoever therefore resists the power, resists the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves judgment. Verse 3.
Kubanga abafuga siba kutisa mukikolwa ekirungi wabula mukibi. Era yagala obukya bukulu kola bulungi ali kusima.
For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Will you then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and you shall have praise of the same.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
So, amakubo ga katonda gana amasukuru.
So, this God is highest ways.
Agala bise mirimu gye kitalo.
Of manifesting his marvelous works.
Uchiite ministry ethics.
Let's call it ministry ethics.
Tugenda kuba tugakoisa mu government ya katonda yo muguru.
We are going to use them in God's heavenly government on earth.
Ne government ya yo masikati.
And its central governments.
Government ya katonda mu government zyo kuzokunsi.
God is government in the governments of this earth.
Okusobola okutukiriza okuyitibwa atonda kwaza subizi nsizo na
to be able to fulfill God this worldwide promised call.
Kubanga bitutabe na makuba ago.
For if we shall not be in those ways,
amakubo ga katonda amasukuru,
God is highest ways,
agale bisemi mu gije kitabo,
of manifesting his marvelous works,
kija tubira kizibu nyo,
it will be very hard for us
okutukiriza okuyitibwa okukwata ku nsi yonna
to fulfill the call which touched the whole world.
Okuyitibwa katonda kwaza subizi nsizo na
God is worldwide promised call.
Nabo yakwogera kwa mu Isaiah na mwemu,
as he spoke of it in Isaiah 41
onyoro okuna
verse 4
agamba bwati,
and he says like this.
Isaiah esule yana mwemu n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Isaiah chapter 41 verses 4.
Ani yakileta eyakikola ngaite emirembo okuva ku lubereberye. Nze Mukama owoluberereberye era owenkomerero nze wuyo.
Who has performed and done it, calling the generations from the beginning? I the Lord, the first and with the last, I am he.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Katonda ite nsizo na.
God calls all nations.
Okuva ku lubereberye.
Right from the beginning.
Era ye olubereberye wenkomerero.
He is the beginning and the end.
Tachusanga kuyitibwa okwo.
He has never changed that call.
Tuvula banga mbalumi esule ya 11.
That's why you see in Romans chapter 11.
Agamba nti okuyitibwa kwaka. Ekirabo kya Katonda okuyitibwa kwa Katonda.
He says that God's gift and his call, they are not revocable. Let's read we here.
Abalumi esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olwabiri mu mwenda.
Romans chapter 11 verses 29.
Kubanga ebirabo n'okuyita kwa Katonda tebyejjusibwa.
For the gifts and callings of God are unchangeable.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okuyitibwa kwa Katonda n'ebirabo byetebyejjusibwa.
And the gifts of God are unchangeable.
Katonda ayita ensi zonna.
God calls all nations.
Okukola naye mulimu gw'okusembayo.
To work with him in his final work.
Kusemazinga wese.
On this planet earth.
Okuva ku lubereberye.
Right from the beginning.
Era Katonda takyusanga.
And God has never changed.
Kusimbula omwaka 2022.
Moves the year 2022.
Wetuolekera kubulako emyezi enago
katuyi. That we are remaining only 8-4 months to enter it.
Okuyitibwa kuno kutandike.
This call to start.
Tuvula banga tubikkulira.
That's why he reveals to us.
Amakubo ge amasukuru.
His highest ways.
Agara bise mirimu gyeje kitalo.
Of manifesting his marvelous works.
Mukuyitibwa okwensi yonna.
In the worldwide call.
Mulimu gw'okusembayo kusema zinga wensi.
In his final work on this planet earth.
Kubanga mulimu gw'okusembayo.
For it's the final work.
Abali n'okubanga tulaza amakubo. Amasukurumu.
Shown us his highest way.
Agayisibwamu emirimu gyeje kitalo.
Through which he passes his marvelous works.
It's
hard to work with him in the final work of him and you don't know his ways. That's why he first revealed us his heavenly government on earth.
Ne government ya yo masekati.
And its central government.
Manikidwa nga government ya katuna mu government zokuwa.
One of God's government and the governments of the earth.
Na atubikulya kankano nga bwatubikulya makuboge.
Deal to us as is doing it now his ways.
Amakuboga katuna amasuku.
God is highest ways.
Garabisemi ni mujeje
chitalo. Manifesting his marvelous works.
Yite ministry ethics.
You call it ministry ethics.
Kubanga tukola muri atuise aise season.
But he's called all nations.
Kula na imu muri mugu kusemba.
Work with him in his final work.
Kusemazinga wense.
On this planet Earth.
Nechigeno yecho kuziza basitani.
The purpose of hindering the devils.
Okufurense nonga Sodom and Gomorrah.
From turning this world into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Usinyakwe ibiri mbarumi esuri yomwenda.
According to those in Romans chapter 9.
Abiri munana paka abiri mwenda.
Verse 28 to 29.
Agamba bwati.
And he says like this.
Abarumi esuri yomwenda nolunyiriri olabiri munana.
Romans chapter 9 from verse 28.
Kubanga aliko mekerezo omulimo ngagukola mbufunze era mbutukirivu.
For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness.
Olinyola bilimo omwenda. Ti eranga Isaya buyasoko okugera nti senga mukama owejje tiyatulekera wezadde. Twandifuse nga Sodom. Yatwandifananyizibwa nga Gomora.
And as Isaiah said before, except the Lord of hosts had left us a descendant, we had been as Sodom. And being made like unto Gomorrah.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Bosoma barumi yesule yomwenda.
When you read the Romans chapter 9, verses 28 to 29, for he will finish the work
doing
short and in righteousness.
Erane ekigendwe ky'okuziyiza ensi eno okufulibwa nga Sodom ne Gomorrah.
The nation of hithering this world will be turned into Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yijukira kubanga omulimu gwa kitalo.
But remember, because it's a marvelous work.
Abayi nokutubikulira makubo ga masukuru.
He has to reveal us his highest ways.
Agarabisemi mujeje ekita.
Those which manifest his marvelous works.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Bosoma mu Isaiah 29:14.
When you read Isaiah 29:14.
Uno mulimu gwakola gwa kitalo.
This work it does is marvelous.
Kati abadde alino tubikulira.
Now he had to reveal to us.
Amakubo ga masukuru.
His highest ways.
Agarabisemi mujeje ekita.
Which manifest his marvelous works.
Umulimu gukusembayo
in his final work.
Yoko nsomera Isaiah.
You first read the Isaiah we hear.
Isaiah suri ya bilimo mwenda nolunyiriri olwekomi nenya.
Isaiah chapter 29 verses 14.
Kale laba ngendo kola umulimu gwekitalo mu bantu bano. Umulimu gwekitalo ere kya magero. Na magezi gabagezigezi babwe gali zikirira. Nokutegera kwa bakabaka babwe kuli kwekebwa.
Therefore behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among these people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ngabe tukuraze mbaruni.
As we've shown you in Romans.
Esuri omwenda.
Romans chapter 9. Verse 28. And 29.
Kubanga alikomekerezo omwenda.
That he will finish the work.
Ngagukora mbufunza tembo tuki.
That is in short and in righteousness.
Nayo mulimu ogu.
But that work.
Okusinda kuisa bili muenda.
According to Isaiah chapter
29.
Verse 14.
Mulimu gwa kitalo.
It is a marvelous work.
Ngagusanya amagezi ga bagezigezi.
Displays the wisdom of the wise.
Okutegera kwa bakabaka.
Even the understanding of the prudent.
Kitegeza abadde nokubikulira makubo ge gali amasukuru mwe.
It's the God to reveal us his highest ways.
Ngagara bisemi ni mujeje kitalo. Mulimu ogusemba.
Best is marvelous works in the final work.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much.
Ubanga bosoma mu Habakkuk.
For when you read in Habakkuk,
ayogera ku mulimu guno.
He speaks of this work.
Akulino okwewunyisa.
This marvelous work.
Akwewunyisa.
And it's very astonishing.
Kati abayi nokuleta makubo kati.
Now, has to bring this ways. Let's read.
Habakkuk isuli soka nolunyiriri olokutano.
Habakkuk chapter 1 verses 5.
Murabendo mwamawanga. Museyo moyo mwewunye nnyo nnyini kubanga nkolera omulimu munnaku zammwe gwe mutalikiriza ne wankubaddenga mugubuuliddwa.
Behold you among the nations and regard and wonder and be astonished, for I will work a work in your days which you will not believe even it be told you. Yes,
akulu omulimu mawanga gonna
does a work all nations. They will be astonished. And they see it being done. And you will see, believe yet, don't believe. Let me tell you, God is wise as you know Him. Do that work which astonishes the whole world. He had to reveal to us His highest ways. Those which manifest His marvelous works. What we call ministry ethics.
And
do you hear in Isaiah chapter 28 verse 21-22, this work God determined is to be done in the whole world, and it has to alien. Have involved alien works, those which have never been. Now it means He had to reveal His highest extreme ways. It reveals through them His marvelous works. Isaiah chapter 28 verse
21.
For the Lord shall rise up as on Mount Perazim. He shall be angry as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his awesome work, and bring to pass his act, his alien act. Verse
22.
Now therefore be not mockers, lest your bones be made stronger. For I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a destruction even determined upon the whole earth. Yes. In the Isaiah chapter 28, verse 21-22, He rises to do His marvelous work. And they are alien acts inclusive in them. And it's the work to be done in the whole world. Let me tell you, God, He had to reveal His highest ways. Which manifest His marvelous works. It's used them in God's heavenly government on earth. Even its central government. God's government in the governments of the earth. That manifest the awesome work in this final work. Remember God's final work on this planet Earth. It's the revival and the restoration of all things, the greatest and the last. Now, you cannot revive all things or to restore all things when you do not have the ways of God. How are you going to revive and restore them in which ways? But do not forget, we have an example of Prophet Naomi and Ruth. Those who headed on to the ways of God and they reached destiny of preparing Israel and the whole world for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. But as it is, that in the worldwide call, where God has called on nations to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth, that work is the revival and the restoration of all things. In preparing the second coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ, we had to know ways. God's ways as Prophet Naomi and Ruth. Even the determination. Even the high level of faith.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to Acts chapter 3, 21-22. God's final back on this planet Earth. It is the revival and restoration of all things. To prepare all nations for the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us read.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'amakumi abiri.
Acts chapter 3 verses 20.
Naye atume Kristo eyabaawulirwa edda ye Yesu.
And he shall send Jesus Christ, who before was preached unto you. Verse
21. Katonda byeyogereranga mu kamwa k'abannabbi be abatukuvu abaliwo nti abaaliwo okuva ku lubereberye.
Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Yes.
Kati mukuyitibwa okw'ensi yonna.
Now in the worldwide call.
Where
God has called us to work with him in his final back on this planet
earth.
It's the revival and restoration of all things. According to Acts chapter 3. Verse 20-21. We prepare for the coming back of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we too had to appear when we know the ways. God's ways, and they are the one we have to take. That's the sisters, Prophet Ruth and Prophet Naomi. In the Ruth chapter 1, verses 16 to 18. Where you will go, those same ways I will go there. Where God said we lodge here, the people he gives us.
Wanga katonda we katonda wange.
For your God is my God. They had determination. And they knew the ways of God. You don't remember this is to restore and revive all things new. If you do not know the ways of God, those we shall explain of you ahead. It will appear very hard to restore all things. Because when you look to Matthew chapter 17, verses 11, we have to restore all things. Matthew chapter 17, verses
11.
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Yes. To restoring all things. You need to know God's ways he passed through to make them. These who corrupted them. You just go back to the ways of God, you correct them.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
But
if you do not know the ways of God, it is hard. What can you do? Because this revival, the restoration of all things, the greatest and the last on this planet earth, we have to do it past the restoring gospel of salvation. The gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth. In fighting material against the gospel of this world. In the selling of miracles. Because we hear. In the Matthew chapter 24. Verse 14. That this gospel has to be resumed to be preached. And then Christ will come with the end. Let us read, we hear. Matthew chapter 24, verse
14.
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Yes.
Revival
of all things. It has to pass through restoring the gospel of salvation.
The
gospel shall preach to all creations in heavens and earth. In fighting material against the gospel of the world. And the selling of miracles, which has caused the world to be in the midst of curses. Like the curse of Sodom and Gomorrah.
This is like
COVID-19 virus and the others. But if you do not know the ways of God, that
he passed
the gospel through to bring it, you cannot restore it when it's been taken away. You must know the ways of God. Most of all, it is exceeding. The ways are so high.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the everlasting gospel of salvation is the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. To reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. No way you can reveal secrets of the kingdom of heaven except when you know the ways of God, which reveal those. That's why he told us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, saying like this. Matthew chapter 6, verse
33.
But seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you seek for the kingdom of God and righteousness, you're going to pass through which ways? Those highest ways of God. God is highest ways. If you don't know God's ways, let me tell you, it is hard to manifest his marvelous works. And it is hard to restore the gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. To reveal all secrets of kingdom of heaven. But that's what he left commanded us in the Matthew 10, verses 7 to 8. And he says like this. Matthew chapter 10 from verse 7.
Bwe mubanga mutambula, mubulirenga nga mugamba nti,
and as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verses
8.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Yes. We had to go preach in the kingdom of heavens. And we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And we heal, raise the dead, cast demons. And we freely given, which we freely give, we don't sell. Now to go, preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
It
reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. It's hard to reveal them when you do not know the ways of God. For he tells you, and you don't go to your own ways. You don't speak what you want. You don't seek for your own things you want.
Let's read Matthew 13 verse 11.
Matthew chapter 14 verses 11.
Naddamu n'abagamba nti mwe muweereddwa okumanya ebigambo eby'ekyama eby'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu naye bo tebaweereddwa.
He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it's not given.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now to restore the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, to reveal all mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 13 verses 11. If you don't know the ways of God, you cannot reveal any mystery.
For if you
are to reveal them, you don't go to your own ways. You don't speak what you want. You don't seek for what you want. Read Isaiah 58:13 and you see. Isaiah 58:13.
Bonocho sange chigerecho okuva ku sabbiti obutakulanga byoyagala gwe kulunaku lwango lutukuvu. Sabbiti nojiite senyu olunaku lwa mukama lutukuvu olwekitiibwa nojisanga mu ekitiibwa nga tokwata makubogo gwe songa tononya byoyagala gwe era nga toyogera bigambo byoggwe.
If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure, or not your, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, not finding your own pleasure, not speaking your own words. Yes! You don't go to your own ways. You don't speak what you want. You don't seek for what you want. You must be knowing the ways of God. Now we told you. Time God has given us a special lesson. And we want to preach unto you in the summary. Concerning God's highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works on this earth. We call it ministry ethics. We first show them to you in the summary. You feel how it is when you prepare for them as you shall proceed ahead. We want the summary. And we tell you of God's highest ways of manifesting his marvelous works on this earth. You call it ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. What you have to know on these ways, they are very far from those of children of men. Means it may be hard for you to access them if it's not God who reveals them to you. As the health prophet Ruth and Naomi. In Ruth chapter 1:16-19, God determines, say, where you go, I will go. Where you go, I will go. Your people be my people. Your God is my God.
He's
the one who takes, shows you the way you have to head on to. God must have revealed them to you, for they are far higher from both of children of men. Let's read in Isaiah 55:8-9.
Isaiah 55:8.
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Verses 9.
For
as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Yes. Began to say your thoughts, they are not my thoughts. Even your ways, they are not my ways. They are different. And yet different. As you see, heaven's high up there. Not even made a rocket to reach the heaven. Even these ways are high farther. God's highest ways. They are very far. Even the thoughts like that. Very far. And
they
say that far high. For as you still say it's protrudes far high.
umenye bwe tuba tulina tamu etugamba
you know what we are supposed
high
to
highest
highest
kalitali high
now
kali
he's not high, he's not only high
amakubo ke gali highest
yet his ways there highest
yagogerako mu mubulizi.
You spoke of them in Ecclesiastes. Chapter 5 verse 8, he said like this.
Omubulizi esule yokutano n'olunyiriri olw'omunana.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verses 8.
Bonola bangabavu ngababa joga. Eranga bali ensonga olw'amaanyi. Nebanyola omusango musaza. Teweewunyanga ekigambo ekyo. Kubanga asinga obugulumivu. Asinga abagulumivu obugulumivu.
If you see the oppression of the poor and violence, perverting of justice and righteousness in a province, marvel not at the matter, for the high official is watched by higher one, and there are you higher, and there are yet higher ones over them. Yes. There is the one who is higher. As all things are overturned, there is one who speaks the highest ways. He sees everything and he comes back, orders everything.
Now we are
in the highest ways of the living God. That we shall manifest his marvelous works. You know, if he dabbles above and accepts his ways on this earth, and his ways are drawn closer to us, you can see of the hailstorm, mountains burning with fire. You listen here in the Psalms 118. Psalms 18, verses
9
to
15.
Psalms chapter 18, from verse 9.
Era neguru nali kutamia naka nazikiriza echinene di nechizikiza echinene nechiva wansi webigerevye.
He bowed the heavens also and came down, and darkness was under his feet. Verse 10.
Neyebagala kerubi nabuka era nabuka mangu kubiwa watiro ebyempewo.
And he rode upon a cherub and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the winds. Verses 11.
Ekizikiza nakifula ekyokwekwekamu eweema ye embwetolodde ekizikiza ekyamazzi ebire ebikutte ebyomuggulu.
He made darkness his secret place, his canopy around about him. Where dark waters and thick clouds of the skies. Verse 12.
Mukumasa masa okuli mumasoge. Ebire, ebirebye, ebikutte nebiyita. Newaba amayinja agomuzira. Namanda agomuliro.
At the brightness that was before him, thick clouds passed with hail stones and coals of fire. Verse 13.
Era mukama nabwatuka muggulu. No yali waguru nnyo nalete dobozi lye ne waba mayinja agomuzira nama ndago muliro.
The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, his tones in calls of fire.
Olinyole 14.
Verse 14.
Nala sobusale bwe nabasasanya nala senjote nnyingi naberalikiriza.
Yea, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He shot out lightnings and vanquished them. Verse 15.
Ensalo sale ezamazzi ne ziryoka zirabika. Emisingi gy'ensi ne gyeruka. Mukunenya ku ayi mukama mukibuyaga owomuka ogwennyindozo.
Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were uncovered at your rebuke. Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils.
Yes,
you praise Jesus much.
Bwotunulira Zaburi 19:18.
Psalms 18 verse 9.
Aseguru.
He lowers the heavens.
Kiregeza nama kubuga agabadde wa
kuwenyo. Even his ways which have been high, they are lowered close to the earth. After he lowers them, you see darkness under every feet. He rides on the
cherub,
pass on through the fire, come into Egypt. Praise Jesus.
And
there will be hail, storms, and clouds, everything. He said that the Most High,
the Lord also thunders in the heavens and the highest.
The Lord also thunders in the heavens and the highest.
Give his voice.
Gave his voice. Now he lowers thunders from heaven. And these ways are lower on the earth. And he reveals them to them.
And
goes to foundations of all things, reveals them to us. And we renew them.
In
revival and restoration of all things. Remember, it's God who teaches us to prophet. Show us the way we have to go to. Teach to us those ways. According to Isaiah 48:17. And it says like this.
Isaiah 48:17. Omutukuvu wa Isirayiri, tinze mukama Katonda wo, akuyigiriza okugasa, akukulembera mu kkubo lyoba oyitamu.
Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go. Yes.
He
is God who teach us to profit in the worldwide call.
Where
we've been his final work on this planet Earth. In that work, it was the revival and restoration of all things. The greatest and the last on this planet Earth. Revival and it's to be done.
Passing
through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and his righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, in revealing all mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Now in Isaiah 48:17, how to teach those to us, and then it shows us the ways we have to take. For I'm going to teach you how to profit, and I show you the way you have to head on to. He knows the ways. Can't do his work when you've not passed through his ways. Who are going to work with who? When you seek for God, not past the way he passed, you can never see him. When you seek for a person, it's past another way you to pass another. Can you dare see each other? Impossible. We want to meet with God.
And
we are preparing to meet with the Lord our God. For 2022, we walk with him. Some of the preparations to know his ways. We want to walk with him. But we have to know his ways. He said, prepare, you meet the Lord your God. Let us read we here.
Amos 4:12. Therefore,
thus will I do unto you, O Israel. And because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Yes. Prepare yourself
to
meet the Lord your God. For
it's
God who has called us all the world to work with him in the spinal back on this planet Earth. In that work, it's the revival and the restoration of all things. And that revival is to be done through restoring the gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. In revealing all mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. That's why he revealed to us.
Government
God is heavenly government on earth. And he proves what's done in heaven. It is done on earth. Even its central government. Correct governments of the earth and to tell them that the Most High rules within your kingdom. He reigns within your governments.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As we read and study it the other side. Now here is attached to revealing us his highest ways. God his highest ways. Which manifest his marvelous works. For we prepare to meet him, to work with him. As he said in Amos. Let us repeat it.
Amos chapter
4, verses 12.
Chendiva kukola bwenti, ayi Isirayiri. Era kubanga ndikola kino. Weteketeke okusikana ne Katonda wo, ayi Isirayiri.
Therefore, thus will I do unto you, O Israel. And because I will do this unto you, prepare to meet your God, O Israel. Yes. We preparing to meet God in his ways.
So simogafe
and not in our ways. Because when he speaks in 2 Corinthians,
Isura
chapter 6, verses 1. He says that we are fellow laborers together with him. But we cannot work with him when we do not know his ways. If he says, go left, you go right. Second Corinthians chapter 6, verses
1.
We then as workers together with him beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. Praise Jesus much. God's given us this grace of working together with him. We don't need to take this grace as a joke. What we have to know, we need to know his ways, we meet him and work with him. All the nations of the world, we call them. As the worldwide call is to work with God in his final work, to know the ways of God.
Because
if they don't know God's ways, it's going to be hard for them to work with him. You see, Prophet Moses who worked with God openly as they met. He knew the ways of God and reached to meet him eye on one. If we are to work with God on this time, if we walk openly with him, we must know his ways.
Nabi Musa,
Prophet Moses,
he
knew the ways of God. God revealed him his ways. And he reached to meet him eye on one. You know when you read Psalms 103. Starting from the verse 5. To enter verse 7. He speaks saying like this. Psalms 103 verses 5. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Verses 6. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all that are oppressed. Verse 7. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Yes. When you see him satisfied your mouth with good things,
he
passed into light of the word filled very well.
And carries
out judgment of those oppressed.
He made
known to Moses his ways. Through which he passed the marvelous works which were in Egypt. You saw the works in Egypt. Ever since the earth existed.
There have
never been works done as the journey of Israel from Canaan. But how were those works manifest? Moses knew ways of God.
You presume
to see them as they will be done. You know when you read Psalms 103, verse 7, how he made known to Moses his ways.
The
Israelites, they saw his acts.
Acts of they did
not the ways they passed to be manifest. Moses alone knew those ways. That's why ever since Moses went away,
he
knew the ways which manifest works like that. They have never resumed. Wow.
Yes, you have been
your praise Jesus much.
You.
If God had not brought back one who is like Moses,
to know
of the ways of the Lord,
he
would have presumed to know God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works. My God.
He made
known to Moses his ways.
And the children
of Israel saw marvelous works.
And
they saw the river stand to blood. And they saw frogs. And they saw lice. And they saw sicknesses, wild ones, in Egypt. And they saw the death of their firstborns of the old people in Egypt. And the manna fell for them. Israelites met it in the morning. The way which brought it, they did know it. And the way God revealed it in the south, that is put to the angels.
Wow. Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Tell the rainfall to go to other places. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Angel of the waters, take that rainfall. That we too can fulfill this ministration. You too go minister to other places.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much. Prophet Moses knew the ways, ways of the Lord. Israelites are so marvelous works in their midst. And they met manna.
They
wondered how it came about. He explained it in the Psalms that they were on foot of the angels as they ate.
That
angels are one who brought great manna to rain to the people.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus much. We have been told that Prophet Moses, he was revealed the ways of God. He was revealed God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works, reaching the level of meeting God eye on one. As we hear in the Psalms 103, verses 7, let us read we hear. Psalms 103, verses 7.
n'ebikolwa bye eri abaana ba Isirayiri.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
The Lord
God made known to Moses his ways.
Bo abaana ba Isirayiri baalabiranga awo.
And the Israelites just marvelous acts of God, marvelous works, but they did know his ways. First, they saw the water bodies turn into blood, and they did know how it had been made. And they saw of frogs, and they saw of flies. And they saw of lies. And they saw different form of sickness. And they saw darkness. And the firstborns died. And they ate manna on the way. Yet they did not waste it pass through. Yet they were on the foot of the angels. Praise Jesus much. So it requires us to know the ways of God. If we are to resume to manifest the marvelous works, God is marvelous works. More than those which appeared to the children of Israelites journey. As they came from the land of Egypt. As they go to Canaan. It requires us to know the ways of God. And to reaching to meet with him. As prophet Moses. For in the book of Numbers. Numbers chapter 12, verses 7
unto 8.
Prophet Moses knew the ways of God. To reaching even meeting with God. Let us read, we hear. Numbers chapter 12, verses 7.
Omuddu wange Musa si bwali bwatyo. Oyo mwesigwa mu nyumba yange yonna.
My servant Moses is not thus. Who is faithful in all my house. Verses 8.
Oyo nayogeranga naye akamwa n'akamwa mu lwatu. So si mbigambo ebyengero. N'okufaanana kwa Mukama anaakulabanga. Kale ekyabalobera ki okutya okwogera obubi ku muddu wange ku Musa.
With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even clearly, and not in dark sayings. And the form of God shall he behold. Why then we are not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Prophet Moses was in the highest level of faith.
Faithful,
faithful in the house of God. And
is
so determined. And he reached to know the ways of God. Even meeting they met. One on one. And they spoke mouth to mouth. Now at the time we know the ways of God. We can meet with him. We can prepare ourselves. And we meet with him. Many times Satan hears us
us
to prepare ourselves to meet God. When he does us to prepare ourselves, we fail to know the ways of God through which we can pass to meet him, and where he manifests his marvelous works and they manifest on the earth. What you have to know
that
from the eras of children of Israel, God takes them from the land of Egypt to take them to the land of Canaan. Where God revealed most his marvelous works. For he had shown Moses his highest ways. Which manifests his marvelous works. Them, the children of Israel. They never knew them. That is why up to today. The acts the Lord did with Prophet Moses, taking children of Israel from Egypt, they had never resumed to be done. Because we are not revealing the ways of God. In Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 2 up to 6, children of Israelites never knew concerning ways of God. Let us read, we hear.
Echamateko lokubiri esule ya 29 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Deuteronomy chapter 29 from verses 2.
Era Musa n'ayita Isirayiri yenna n'abagamba nti, mwalaba byonna Mukama bye yakolera mu maaso gammwe mu nsi y'e Misiri eri Falaawo n'eri abaddu be bonna n'eri ensi yonna.
And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, You have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh, and unto all his servants, and to all his lands. Verses 3.
Okukema okukulu amasabo kwe galaba, n'obubonero n'ebyamagero biri ebikulu.
The great trials which your eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Verses 4.
Naye Mukama tabawadde mutima gwa kutegeera, n'amaaso ag'okulaba, n'amatu ag'okuwulira ne leero.
Yet the Lord has not given you a heart to perceive, and eyes to see, and ears to hear until this day. Verses 5.
Nange nakamaze emyaka 40 nga mbakulembera mu ddongo, ebyambalo byammwe tebikaddiye kummwe, n'engatto yo tekaddiye ku kigere ekyo.
And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothing have not worn out upon you, and your shoes have not worn out upon your feet. Verse 6.
Temwalyanga ku mmere so temwanywanga ku mwenge, newakubadde ekitamiiza, mulyoke mumanye nga nze Mukama Katonda wammwe.
You have not eaten bread, neither have you drunk wine or strong drink, that you may know that I am the Lord your God.
Yes.
Praise Jesus.
Nabi Musa naita abana ba Isiraeli bonna.
Prophet Moses called all each children of Israelites.
Abaga mudabide dara Mukama byakoze.
He told them, have you seen all along what God has done?
Musi Misri.
In the land of Egypt.
Edi Farao neri abadube.
Unto Pharaoh and his servants.
Nemusi one Misri.
In all the land of Egypt.
Ebikorwa. Ebikorwa ebyokugezesebwa ebikuru.
All trials and acts of trials, the great ones, those you saw, the signs, and the great miracles. Now they used to see,
but they didn't
know how has it happened. We don't know the ways. Because they didn't give their hearts up to understanding. Yes. That God had not given them an understanding heart. Even nice to see. He's done it like this, the Lord. Friends, on this time, I will request you to commit ourselves to know the ways of God, those which manifest His marvelous works. If we are to work with Him in the heavenly government of
God,
even together with the central government, God is government in the governments of the earth.
We
have to be revealed His highest ways, which manifest His works. Then we shall work with Him in His worldwide promised call. That's based here in Uganda, year 2022. Where God has called all nations to work with Him in His final work on the planet Earth. So because that work is the final, we need marvelous works of God within it. We need astonishing works within it. And it's impossible if we do not know ways. You know Prophet Moses? He tried to teach Israelites the ways of the Lord. And they did lay their hearts to know them. Now demanded one thing, we have eaten manna. Issues of the way, we are not onto that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you look to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 to 9, he speaks like this. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5.
Laba, mbayigiriza amateeka n'emisango nga Mukama Katonda wange bwe yandagira. Mukolenga bwe mutyo wakati mu nsi gye muyingiramu okugirya.
Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land where you go to possess it. Verses 6.
Kale mubyekuumenga mubikolenga, kubanga ago ge magezi gammwe n'okutegeera kwammwe mu maaso g'amawanga aganaawuliranga amateeka ago gonna negogera nti mazima egwanga linekuru bebantu aba magezi era abategeera.
Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
Olinyolo musambu.
Verses 7.
Kubanga gwanga chi rina katonda baliyo kumpi. Ngamu kama katonda wafe bwali bwetumuko wola.
For what nation is there so great that has God so near unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for.
Olinyolo munana.
Verses 8.
Era gwanga chekulu ririna mateka nemisango ejinsonga. Ngamateka ganogo na bwegali.
And what nation is there so great that the statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Verses 9.
Choka wegendereze, wekume memeyo, ngonyikira, ngonyikira. Olemu okwera bila ebigambo amasogo byegalaba. Bireme okuva mu mutima gwo, enaku zonezo vula mubu. Mubitegezenga abana bo n'abana b'abana bo.
Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But teach them to your sons and your sons' sons.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
Okusina bwetu atandise mu Isaiah 55.
God in how we began Isaiah 55 verses 9.
Yogedde kumakuboge agali ewala.
Spoke of his ways which are high.
Kuva kugafe.
Right from ours.
Yeguru bweri ewala.
Just as heaven is high.
Ayogera ne kubirozo.
And he spoke of his thoughts.
Bweri ewala.
How they are far.
Kugafe.
Right from ours.
Yeguru bweri ewala.
Even as heaven is far.
Kati muchama teke sureno yokuna.
Now in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 5 to 9, God first revealed his thoughts, what we call commands, laws and judgments, unto the children of Israel.
He
told them, this will be your wisdom and your understanding. And they are what will take you in ways which will reach you, God be near to you.
They
say people around you will be surprised in all issues you will speak of. Now you first pass through the thoughts of God. That is the word of God. The Holy Scriptures. Where there are commands, laws and judgments. To reaching into the ways of God. Praise Jesus
much.
That's why Prophet Moses was told. In the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 18. Verses 14. Up to 24. To teach children of Israelites the ways of God. But he first taught them his thoughts, the word of God, the Holy Scriptures, commands, laws, and the judgments. And then he came to teach them his ways. Let's read we here.
Okuvesule ye 18 n'olunyiriri ole 13.
Exodus chapter 18 from verse 14.
Awulwatu kencha Musa natula okubala mula abantu. Abantu ne bayimiriranga.
And it came to pass on the next day that Moses sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. Verse 14.
Mukodomi wa Musa boyalaba byonna byakolera abantu. Na yogera nti kichino chokolera abantu. Lwaki gwe kaggo today abantu ne baba ngabayimiride okukwebungulula.
And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he had done to the people, he said, what is this thing that you do to the people? Why sit you yourself alone, and all the people stand by you from morning unto evening? Verse
15.
And Moses said unto his father-in-law, because the people come unto me to inquire of God. Verse
16. Nange mbasalira omusango omuntu ne munne, nemba tegeza amateeka ga Katonda n'ebiragiro bye.
When they have a matter, they come unto me, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws. Verse
17.
And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, the thing that you do is not good.
Verses 18.
You will surely wear away both you and these people that is with you, for this thing is too heavy for you. You are not able to perform it yourself alone.
Verses 19. Hearken
now unto my voice. I will give you counsel, and God shall be with you. Represent the people before God, that you may bring the causes unto God.
Verse 20.
And you shall teach ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way in which they must walk, and the work that they must do. Yes. You first pause there. You said, give these people the thoughts of God. Give them the highest mindset of the Most High God. Commands, laws, and judgments. Statutes and the ordinances. And show them the way. And the way they're going to do the things. Yes. Show them the way and the works that they must do. Moses, why initially sat alone in this work? The ways he knew them by himself, which manifest God's marvelous works. Even the thoughts of God, the commands, laws, and judgments, as the word of God is, he knew them by himself.
If
he had to sit as me too, I sat the initial 3.5 years.
Counseling
in counseling in every place. Until you have learned the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures, commands, laws, and the judgments, statutes and the ordinances, as the word of God is. And then I show you the words of God,
through
which pass to do the marvelous works of God. And then I began to fulfill this verse 21. Let's come from verse 20, we go downwards. Exodus chapter
18,
verses
20.
And you shall teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way in which they must walk, and the work that they must do. Verse
21. Abachawa magoba agatali gabutukirivu obakuze kubbo baba bakulu benkumi nabakulu abamakumi atano nabakulu bamakumi.
Moreover, you shall provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers over thousands and rulers over hundreds, rulers of 50s and rulers of 10s. Yes. Verse 21. People who are taught the ways of God, they must be men and women who are able men and women. Now we are not able to start immediately. We learn the ways of God when you know you're able. Those taught the ways of God and the thoughts of God, they must be able men and women. Their ability is in what they fear God. They hate evil and help many depart from evil. Go to Proverbs 8:14. Proverbs 16:6. The other,
ngabamazima,
they are of truth.
Men
and women filled of truth within the word. They are one who are told the ways of God. They hate covetousness. You know, when we reach God's heavenly government on earth, there are 8 departments within it. Now, when you will be within it, like for that of the bishops, the deacons, and you are in counseling, and you will not sit there waiting for an envelope to be given, and then you will counsel and pray for people. Have you heard well? The ways of God are told. Men and women who are able.
Their
abilities in the fear of God.
Hating
evil and depart from it. They are filled of truth within the word. As they hate covetousness. And then we commit them rule over thousands. Hundreds. 50s and the
10s.
According to God is heavenly government on earth. And it's central
government.
God is government in the governments of the earth. Let's read the next verse. Exodus chapter 18, verse 22.
Kale buli nsonge nene banajikule eteranga gwe. Naye buli nsonge ntono banajira mulanga bokka. Bwe kityo kinabeeranga kyangu ku gwe. Nabo banetikanga wamu naawe.
And let them judge the people at all times. And it shall be that every great matter that they shall bring unto you, but every small matter they shall judge. So shall it be easier for yourself, and they shall bear the burden with you.
Verse 23.
If you shall do this thing, and God command you so, then you shall be able to endure, and all these people shall also go to their place in peace. Verse 24. So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law and did all that he had said. Praise Jesus much. Thus prophet Moses began to teach the ways. God's highest ways. Which manifest his marvelous works. But because the Israelites never laid hearts towards it. And
they
were not able to know. Because we see from the eras of BC. Before the birth of Christ on earth. And to reach in eras of AD. After the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The earth had never resumed to see marvelous works which appeared in Egypt. When God brought the Israelites from Egypt. As he took them in Canaan. Passing through prophet Moses. Because they never knew the thoughts of God. Which passed through his word. The holy scriptures. That's why the Bible warns us. In Isaiah 40:13-15. As it says like this. Isaiah 40:14. Isaiah 40:13.
Ani yali alungamiza omwoyo gwa Mukama. Obe yamuwerera ebigambo namuyigiriza.
Who has directed the spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, has taught him. Verse 14.
Anigo yali ateseza naye ebigambo. Era ani yali amuyigiriza. Namutegeza mukubo eriyo musango. namu nyanyolo kumanya namu lage kubo ilio kutegira.
With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of justice, and taught him knowledge, and showed him the way of understanding.
Verse 15. Lava. Amawanga galinge tondo eriri monsuwa. Era baba libu wange fufuge. Eriri muminzani. Lava. Asitula ebizinga nge chintuwe chitone nyo.
Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as fine dust.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Who can direct the Spirit of the Lord? If you don't know the Spirit of the Lord, you are going to tell him what? For you must first know the thoughts of God, the Holy Scriptures. As the word of God is, in the commands, laws, and judgments, then you will be revealed the ways of God. And then you proclaim God. And you direct him that now God do this.
This
fulfills the name of Jesus. Why many people pray in the name of Jesus and things do not be fulfilled? They direct in the wrong directions. First, they never have the mindset of God. The other, they don't know the ways of God. When you look to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15 to 16, God tells us we get his mindset. When we get the mindset of God, the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, we can be directed the ways of God. And we say, God, move this side and do this, because we speak within his mindset. Let's read we here.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 verse
15.
But he that is spiritual judge all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Verse
16.
For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Yes.
But
since Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 to 40, who has ever directed the Spirit of the Lord?
It
showed him of the way of understanding.
Nena agamba.
Hey, this say. The first Corinthians we just read. Chapter 2, verse 15 to 16. Who has known the mindset of God, that he may instruct him. But we have his mind. We can direct God. We say, according to your mind as it is written here. According to way of understanding. As written here
and there.
You send your angel.
As
35. Verse 5 and 6. The Lord chased demons, let him chase them. You can direct God. You know people. In the Isaiah 45, verses 11, they hear that God said that command me. You cannot command the Lord when you don't have his mindset and you don't know his way. It's impossible. Who has ever directed his spirit? He showed him the way of understanding. But when he has his mindset, it's possible.
For
his mindset leads us into his way. Let's read we hear in Isaiah.
Isaiah 45,
verses 11.
What you were yogera mukama, umutukufu wa Isirayiri, ero mukozi we. Nti mumbuze ebigambe bigendo kujja. Ebyabatabani bange n'eby'omulimu gw'engalo zange mundagire.
Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his Maker. Ask me of things to come concerning my sons, and concerning the works of my hands, you command me.
Yes.
Mulagire. Command him.
Now
you will never command God. We don't have his mind. He will ask you in Isaiah 40, 13 to 15. Who has ever directed the Spirit of the Lord?
Shows
him the way of understanding for Master Pierre when he knows the way. But he tells you,
1
Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15 to 16,
who
has ever had the mindset of God to command him, and he
said,
but we have his mind.
The
Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, and he tells you in Isaiah
45
verse 11, concerning my offspring, that is the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, his maker.
Ask me of the things concerning my
son.
And ask me of the things to come concerning my sons.
Concerning
the work of my hands, command me.
You command me. Do not know God's ways which manifest his works. You cannot command him. You're going to tell him how. That as you said what? And as you say to do it in which way? For you bring darkness and counsel with what? Without knowledge.
Job 38
verse 1 to 2. Even though he called you in Isaiah 1 verse
18,
you come, we reason together. He has to first take off sins from you. And
it
lightens you light of his words. And
he
shows you the way you have to head
on.
And you direct him, God, do this in that way. Now we're going to come back. As we see light. The full light of the Word of God. And the commands and the laws. Which reveals the thoughts of God. To take us in the highest ways of God. To reveal his marvelous works. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. Putting in action. Even to spread this far. The name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.